And of course, this is an important African story that's captured our attention because South Africa actually played its own role in this story. And it's all about the fact that we heard yesterday that Sudanese president, or the deposed Sudanese president, Omar al-Bashir, is about to be handed over to the International Criminal Court. We all know about the genocide in Darfur that resulted in the deaths of 300,000 people. And in that ongoing war that took place, 2.5 million people were displaced. But they were unspeakable crimes that occurred in that part of the world. And so if this goes through and if Bashir is indeed handed over to the ICC, he will face all sorts of genocide and war crimes charges that deal with gross human rights violations. We thought we would speak to a journalist from that area who's been tracking the story very carefully. Michael Atit is a freelance journalist working in Sudan and joins us on the line now. Michael, good evening to you and thank you very much for your time on Afternoon Drive. I mean, I think there was overall a positive response to the fact that Omar al-Bashir would be handed over. But subsequent to that, we've heard that, you know, there are many other factors involved here and that this is not a foregone conclusion that he is definitely going to be handed over to the ICC. There's a little bit of doubt about whether that will actually happen eventually or not, Michael.
Thank you. Good evening to all the viewers and thank you for having me. And yes, the Sudanese have received information yesterday evening by the transitional government and the armed group who are currently engaged in peace talks in South Sudan, Juba, that they have agreed on, in principles, to hand over Bashir and three more other men who are actually alleged with the crimes against humanity in Darfur, that they should be handed over to ICC so that they are able to be tried and possibly convicted for their atrocities in Hague. It has received a various sort of mixed reaction over here in Sudan on the street. Bashir has been in rule for three decades, and it is not an easy task for supporters to just vanish within this few period of time.
Yes.
So supporters of Bashir are actually protesting or criticizing this report at this time that Bashir should not be handed over. This will regard as jeopardizing the sovereignty of the country, by the transitional government. But yet some other civil society activists and other rights groups are saying no, Bashir and others should face justice in Hague so that victims of crimes, victims of rape and sexual assault and other crimes should at least feel relaxed and feel that justice has been done for their dear ones and for the lost one, that they've lost. So it is a matter of steps, serious steps, being practical steps being taken in the few days by the transitional government. Even though Sudan is not a member in ICC court yet, but there are other legal ways that they might influence the international community through the UN Security Council to issue a warrant of arrest through the transitional government, and this can possibly be done, through this process. It remains still as a practical part of it to be taken by the transitional government so that Bashir is able to be handed over. A few months ago, Bashir was charged with charges of possessing illegal currency, the thing which many Sudanese saw it as a minor issue that are not supposed to be the case in the first place. Bashir faced a lot of charges, a lot of crimes committed in Darfur, in Nuba Mountains, and in the Blue Nile. And even some of them are still saying Bashir should also charge with the crimes committed against the South Sudanese, who actually have been one country for long and then they succeeded in 2011. So let's wait for a few days to come whether this would actually happen, and if the Sudanese government are seriously or willing to commit themselves into this promise.
All right. Thank you so much for putting us in the picture. Michael Atit, he's a freelance journalist working in Sudan.